Sybil had given it to him. It was as near part of him as anything could be. We are here, and this is now. Constable Visit, a strict believer in the Omnium religion, occasionally quoted that from their holy book. Vimes understood it to mean, in less exalted copper speak, that you have to do the job that is in front of you. I am here, Vimes thought, and this is then. And less conscious parts of this brain added, you have no friends here, no home here, no purpose here. You are alone here. No, not alone, said a part that was much, much deeper even than the terror, and was always on watch. Someone was watching him. A figure detached itself from the damp shadows of the street and walked towards him. Vimes couldn't make out the face, but that didn't matter. He knew it would be smiling, that special smile of the predator who knows he has the prey under his paw, and knows that the prey knows this too, and also knows that the prey is desperately going to act as if they're having a perfectly friendly conversation, because the prey wants so much for this to be the case. You don't want to die here, said a deep, dark part of Vimes's soul.
Got a light, mister, said the predator.
He didn't even bother to wave an unlit cigarette.
Why, yes, of course, said Vimes.
He went as if to pat his pocket, but swung around, arm outstretched, and caught a man creeping up behind him right across the ear. Then he leapt for the light demander in front of him and bore him to the ground with an arm across his throat. It would have worked. He knew afterwards that it really would have worked. If there hadn't been two more men in the shadows, it would have worked. As it was, he managed to kick one of them on the kneecap before he felt the garrote go round his neck. He was pulled upright, the scars screaming pain as he tried to clutch at the rope.
You hold him right there, said a voice. Look what he did to Jez. Damn, I'm going to kick him in.
The shadows moved. Vimes, struggling for breath, his one good eye watering, was only vaguely aware of what was happening. But there were some grunts and some soft, strange noises, and the pressure on his neck was abruptly released. He fell forward and then, reeling a little, struggled to his feet. A couple of men were lying on the ground. One was bent double, making little bubbling noises. And far off and getting further, there were running footsteps.
Lucky we found you in time, kind sir, said a voice right behind him. Not lucky for some, dearie, said the one right next to it.
Rosie stepped forward out of the gloom.
I think you ought to come back with us, she said. You're going to get hurt, running around like this. Come on.
Obviously I'm not taking you back to my place.
Obviously, murmured Vimes.
But Mossy'll find you somewhere to lay your head, I expect.
Mossy Lawn, said Vimes, suddenly light-headed. That's him, the pox doctor. I remember.
He tried to focus one tired eye on the young woman. Yes, the bone structure was right. That chin. That was a no-nonsense chin. It was a chin that took people somewhere.
Rosie, you're Mrs. Palm.
Mrs., she said coldly, while the agony aunts giggled their high-pitched giggle.
I think not.
Well, I mean, Vimes floundered.
And I've never seen you before, said Rosie. And neither have Dotsy and Sadie, and they have an amazing memory for faces. But you act as if you own a place, John Keel.
Do I?
You do. It's the way you stand. Officers stand like that.
You eat well. Maybe a bit too well. You could lose a few pounds.
And then there's the scars all over you. I saw them in Mossy's place. Your legs are tanned from the knees down, and that says watchman to me, because they go bare-legged. But I know every watchman in the city, and you're not one of them. So maybe you're a military man. You fight by instinct, and dirty too. That means you're used to fighting for your life in a melee, and that's odd, because that says to me foot soldier, not officer. The word is that the lads took some fine armour off you. That's officer. But you don't wear rings. That's foot soldier. Rings catch in things. Can pull your finger off if you're not careful. And you're married.
How can you tell that?
Any woman could tell that, said Rosie Palm smoothly. Now, step sharp. We're out after curfew as it is. The watch won't bother much about us, but they will about you.
Curfew, thought Vimes. That was a long time ago. Veterinari never ordered curfews. They interfered with business.
I think perhaps I lost my memory when I was attacked, he said.
That sounded good, he thought. What he really needed now was somewhere quiet to think.
Really? I think perhaps I'm the Queen of Hersheybar, said Rosie. Just remember, kind sir, I'm not doing this because I'm interested in you, although I'd admit to a macabre fascination about...